December is a magical time of year with highlights for many, including holiday visits with friends and family you may not normally be able to see. But all that holiday cheer can be spoiled pretty quickly by an unwanted visitor, the flu. Luckily, there are plenty of steps to take to avoid contracting the flu virus, according to Abby Oberman with the Grundy County Health Department, who joins us now for this morning's KMCU Newsmaker.
The flu vaccine is just really important for all of us, but especially for people that are older, for children, and for anybody that has trouble with their immune system or is on any medications that might affect their immune system. It can be deadly for those folks. So it's really important for all of us just because nobody has time to be in bed sick for a week, and the flu can make you sick for several days, terribly ill.
So far this year, have you had many reports of flu in the area? I know that flu season normally doesn't really hit until January or February, but what is the lay of the land now?
Well, from everything I've heard from the state and from the CDC, they're predicting a pretty bad flu season. And the flu hits the southern hemisphere before it hits here. So it's been pretty severe. I know, for example, Australia has had about 2.5 times the cases of flu that they normally do.
Now, I have to ask about these vaccinations. Are they completely safe? I know that a lot of parents are afraid of using vaccines, especially for young kids. Some people just think, I don't need that in my body. Can you explain to listeners why vaccines are safe and why they're so important for people to actually get?
They just need to talk to their providers and ask questions and put their mind at ease. The flu vaccine doesn't have any live virus in it anymore like it used to, and so it really can't make you sick. And the flu vaccine doesn't contain any preservatives like it used to. There's no thimerosal in it. So as far as the concern with that, that's not an issue at all anymore.
So people should get vaccinated to protect themselves from the flu. That's the message from the health department. But now that we are in the thick of flu season, what else can people do to protect themselves from catching the flu virus?
You know, just the normal things that you would do to stay healthy. You get plenty of rest, eat well, drink plenty of fluids. The main thing you can do is wash your hands, you know, and wash your hands a lot. You know, as we infect ourselves, so we'll touch something, touch our nose, touch your eye, and that's usually how it spreads. So hand washing is huge.
To find out more about the importance of the flu vaccination during the flu season and about flu statistics during this winter season so far, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.